Hi everyone and welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 145 and I'm here and Ian is also here.
Hello.
And we are going to take a look at the latest round of the BrickLink Designer Programme. I think it's series 4?
Oh, who knows?
They've picked their five. Okay. So let's bring it up. I didn't want to bring it up beforehand because I didn't want you to see. Okay. So I have seen...
You've seen them already?
I know.
Shocking.
Whereas Ian has not. He's better at staying away from the internet than I am, clearly.
He's all going to crowdfunding in February 2025.
That's only next year.
It's only next year, yes. 11 months away.
Quit your whining. Right. Yeah. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. So you've got the Merchant Boat. I don't even remember seeing this one. Do you remember seeing this one?
No.
It's quite cool. It's like a ship on a boat.
No memory of it at all. No. It's weird.
So maybe we just scooted over it?
I don't know.
But
it's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all. Yeah. There's the front view. There's the side view. What can we take a look inside now? Even because they're actual things now. Okay. Is that okay? Can I look?
Sure.
It's got the fisherman.
Yeah.
I like the little steps down. Is this part of... Is it like a paddle boat? Is that what the wheel is for?
I'm guessing so.
Or is it for the onboard hamster?
Well, it's not an onboard hamster, is it? Because it's off the side.
Slightly offboard hamster.
Semi-offboard hamster wheel.
I mean, it's part of the boat.
Yeah.
That makes it onboard.
Yeah.
Surely? Okay.
No, it's off the side.
Okay. So if you were... I suppose if you were on a boat and then you sort of... fell over the side but was holding on. Yeah. You're still man overboard. You're not man slightly on board. But at peril. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, look. It's modular.
Yeah. And it comes with a pout.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably just take the building off, right, if you don't like the boaty part.
Yeah.
You'd be paying quite a lot.
You would.
For...
quite a small building.
Yeah. You could have a boat and a building.
You could.
Oh, it's got a little kitchen inside. I like kitchens. And then it's... oh, the steering wheel's inside. How do you see where you... I suppose there's windows either side. Oh, they've got treasure on board. Look, there's some gold bars. Mm-hmm. It's pretty random, though. Is this a thing that exists?
I have no idea.
Does anyone have a... I know there's houseboats, but do they look like this?
Not normally.
There's even stairs. Just going to pop upstairs. Or they have to go outside to get upstairs. I mean, how do you get to that?
It's got the bridge, I assume is what we'll call the blue one. So where you pilot the ship from. Mm. And then a kitchen.
Well, what was in the roof? We didn't really see what was in the roof.
It didn't show anything in the roof.
Maybe that's the bedroom.
Mm.
Maybe you have to sleep in the hamster wheel.
Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. I feel like I'm going around in circles now. So I don't know. Maybe there isn't a bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that one. Want it or not want it?
Don't know. Depends on price.
Price dependent, maybe want.
Yeah.
I'm not overly bothered.
Okay.
I could live without it and I'd be all right. I like it.
Mm.
But I feel like I could live without it. Wild West Train.
Mm.
Oh, I wasn't meant to click through that. Never mind. The Brick Express. It's not a bad train. It's kind of Wild Westy. Hence the Wild West train name. There's a cactus. Water tower? Is that a water tower? Is that what you call those? It's not a bad train.
It's an okay train. A bit surprised that we got a train.
You don't think Lego like doing trains? Oh, yeah, we like trains.
We've got quite a lot of trains.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they'd got enough trains.
I feel like the train looks amazing and the cactus does not. Like, this looks quite realistic. This looks like someone's made a cactus out of Lego.
Yeah.
So, true. I guess it's just because they've used, like, quite squarish designs. But...
yeah.
Oh, you can get a top-down view.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, obviously,
little dining car.
I'd prefer this if it had... train track rather than brick-built train tracks.
Oh, we never like brick-built.
Because we don't use them, because they're not compatible. with the actual train track. Yeah.
Would we use the windmill tower and the water tower?
I don't know.
Mm. It's very much Wild Westy looking.
Yeah.
So would it work round our... Is this brick built? Or is it the train track and then they just greebled?
Oh, maybe, actually. Yeah. No, that's brick built.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you stop moving and actually...
Oh, sorry, I was trying to
go to the end. And
what end?
The one which shows the end. So it does have the clips on the back. So yeah, okay.
Quit your whining.
Yeah. But it's still then got all the plates which aren't needed.
Yeah. Well, but they look nice. Are we not ever planning on adding some ballast to our train track?
Not really. The amount you need to add is ridiculous. I'm getting curves and stuff. It's all a bit...
Doesn't it look nicer?
I don't care.
Okay. Fair enough. So, train. Yay or nay? You like a train?
Maybe.
Oh. Price dependent?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
okay. Right. Medieval seaside market.
Another castle.
Do you remember this one?
I do.
Okay, I mean, I think we said that it looked too short and like someone squished a castle. I vaguely remember saying that. I like the little keg though in the on the horsey thing. Horsey thing?
Looks very similar to the 3-in-1 castle.
Yeah, it does. That sort of squarish like market in the middle. Yeah, we don't need this.
Nope.
We should probably like reinvigorate our castle project that you were doing that we never finished. I like the way they put two slopes different directions though to make that effect. Like that's smart. No? Oh, the fish guy, fish girl, fish woman, fish wife. That's a bad. What's a fish wife?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a rude thing.
Maybe.
You shouldn't call someone a fishwife.
Mm.
Oh, that comes apart.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm detecting a level of no, I'm not buying this one.
Yeah, just we have enough castles.
Okay, so that's a no. So far, two maybes and a no. They're all building-y, like medievally. Mm. They seem to be very. Into that stuff. Right. Yep. Siege encampment. Is that a trebuchet?
Does it look like a trebuchet?
You love a trebuchet. Don't you?
Mm.
I know.
I'm confused by the trebuchet.
Why?
Maybe it's... So that chain seems to not be part of it. So...
It's like it's just been fired. Is that not how that works?
Well, normally the thing would come out of the without the chain. No, normally it's not a chain, it would be rope. Because, loading big boulders into a machine and firing them makes sense. Having to attach ropes onto each big boulder and then fire them doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Mm. Is there really a need for this? Like... I suppose this goes quite well with the medieval village set, the new one. I like her hair. But we haven't got enough space to do this justice kind of thing.
No.
Like, you'd need a full-on castle scene.
Yeah.
Is this at a weird angle, this piece here? Or they've not actually put it on?
They've probably put it on a whatever you call it.
Oh, action piece.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe they failed at putting it on properly and then rendered it.
It's also possible.
Oh, I like this picture with the lovely hills in the background. They've put some good work into their marketing. I'll give them points for that. And a good variety of minifigures there as well. Quite like a lot of those.
Go back.
Oh.
The one with the turkey. She looks really apprehensive about something.
She's got a turkey.
Yeah.
She's going to have to like chop that.
She's not looking forward to
it. She's not. Right. It says... there's something... Oh, How do I scroll up the page? The trebuchet throws heavy projectiles at a distance of over 3 feet. The catapult lobs light projectiles at a distance of over 5 feet. There you go. In real life.
I'm thinking if you're building a real trebuchet, you want it to go further than 3 feet.
I suppose that's fair. Yeah, I could just like come and punch you in the face instead. Yeah. Okay, so siege encampment, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay, why nay?
You don't need it.
Yeah, agreed. So do we need a merchant boat?
If you're doing a big battle scene with multiple castles and armies, then yeah, sure.
But we're not.
It, but yeah.
So you said maybe to the first one.
Yeah.
But I said we didn't need it.
Yeah, we don't need anything.
We don't. Okay, so you don't love this one enough to want it. This one you might want, but maybe. We don't need it. Okay, last one. The Riverside Scholars. This one, I feel, is it the same guy as the Mountain Windmill?
Maybe.
Oh, and he also had, like, the cabin, the coastal cabin or something, that, which I think has already got through. Yeah. So how does that work when you've got multiple going through?
Just have multiple going through.
Yeah. Have you got enough time for that? Do people not have day jobs? I don't. Would you class mine as a day job?
No.
By the time the day's started, it's finished. Okay, so I like this one. I think I might want this one.
It's quite nice.
I like the quirky little sort of angles of the chimney. And oh, how have they done the... it's quite nice smoke. It's colourful. I really like the waterfall.
Yeah.
And the little bridge. I do like a bridge. And as long as it's not too long. But yeah, it's nice. It's got some good roof techniques as well. So I think this one's high up on my list.
Okay.
Oh, I meant to look at more pictures. Oh, look, yeah, definitely. Top notch. Like it. Like it a lot. Like it a lot, a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. You know?
Sure.
Do you think it would go well with my mushroom house?
No idea.
I like how they're aggressively reading books together. That's what it seems like. I'm going to read this book, but I'm not going to look at you in any way.
Yeah.
But I will face vaguely towards you.
And then hide behind my book. With my hat on. Inside. It's weird.
Maybe it helps them not be cold. So, not bad. But, like, the fact that there's one that we don't remember seeing at all means there's too many.
Yeah.
So we're saying maybe, probably... definitely not, and yes.
That sounds about right.
So two, possibly three.
Yeah.
Unless we decide... where are we putting that Wild West train? Can you have that on our current tracks?
Yeah.
Because we haven't got a Wild West area. Where's it coming
from?
We
don't.
Is it just a phantom train that just appears?
We could switch it out for the Disney train every so often.
What, and have like a Wild West train rather?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. I see that working. Okay, sold. Right, so that's the Bricklink Design Programme. Now, we have had a response to our call for pictures. So let's first rate our room.
Okay.
Get the evilness out of the way so that when we look at the pictures of other people's stuff, you might feel a little kinder.
Okay.
Nothing on the floor down here.
I mean, I've done a good job in here.
Hey, I'm sorry. Sorry.
What?
You have not done a good job in here. I tidied this room up so you could take a work meeting in here and it would look good.
Before that, I did a lot of tidying.
When?
Well, I had to clear enough space so that I could build the display units.
You didn't tidy. You moved everything from that side of the room onto this side.
No.
Of the room.
Everything that was on the floor, I moved off the floor so that I had enough space to build it.
So
some of the stuff on the table was originally on the floor.
So what you're saying is you only care about the floor?
Well, when I'm building something on the floor, that's primarily what
I care obviously. About. But you only rank the room on the floor?
The floor is the main thing, yeah.
Why?
Because
like the floor is
where I walk.
Right, but how do you do mocking if you don't have a table?
On the floor.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. This is why I find it very frustrating working with you.
Yeah. I'll give you a 4.5.
I did not see that being that low. You seemed very positive, and then you gave me a 4.5.
Yeah, it's a big improvement.
Right, and yet you only gave me 0.5 more.
Yeah.
So that's...
No, didn't I give you 3.6 last time?
No, you gave me 4.
Oh, then by Friday it had dropped to 3.6. Yeah. Because it was at 3.5 and someone complained, so it got bumped up to 3.6.
You're literally going 4.5.
I'm going 4.5, yeah.
Okay, so just take that tone and understand that whatever we say now about the lovely Polar Bricks, Andy and Helen, who have graciously sent us pictures of their room,
okay.
It means nothing. Ian knows nothing about what he's talking about. So, I will set the scene for you. They did a show at the NSC. And Helen was working on her mock, like, kind of to the last minute, I believe. They were working, because obviously Andy had his ready from Bricktastic. So they were trying to get hers. Smug.
Mine's ready.
I don't think he was all smug. I think he was, like, pitching in and being helpful. Because that's what good husbands do.
Show off.
So they packed up the mock, and this is the... I don't want to use the word carnage, but this is what was left behind. Okay, so are you ready?
Sure.
I'm not. I can't find the pictures. Okay, so this is their Lego cabin. So I'm led to believe that this is not the only place that they have Lego.
Okay.
Because we had a conversation on Twitch that there is more Lego in the house, but this is their Lego cabin.
Okay.
So you've got 4 pictures. Do you want to see them all, or do you want to discuss? Okay. So that's picture number 1.
Okay.
Slightly different angle. Not much of a different angle. Oh, less of the table on show in that second one. I'm loving Helen's face in this. It's probably funny. She's like, I didn't leave a miss. And look, she's proud of herself. It's fine. Yeah, I feel like you have to turn your head to see that one a bit more.
Yeah.
But there you go. So let's go back to the very first picture.
I mean, obviously it's hard to tell because I don't know whether there's a door to... I'm assuming there's a door to a cabin. They don't just, like, climb through the roof or something. But so, does it close? That's an important thing in working out the scores. So
you need to know whether the door is accessible.
Yeah.
And can you shut it?
It looks cramped in there.
It does look rather full, I think. Look at me with my estate agent's speak.
Yeah.
Put a positive spin. It looks rather full. It looks... I mean, they've got a lot.
They have.
Look at the... I love their, like, Nexo shields. Is, like, any of those repeated? Or is that every single one? Because there were so many of those, wasn't there? See if you can find a repeating one.
That one there.
No,
I think those are different.
Oh, maybe that one there. No one can see where we're pointing and that one there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I might look up and see how many Nexo shields there were. I'm trying to work out, like, their city. There's some fish on the roads. Is that a parrot on the road? Do you think that's part of the city? Or do you think that's just put stuff down?
I don't know.
I'd love to see more of their city. Yeah. Like, I love a city.
Yeah.
Look how much stuff they have. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of Lego. I've got a lenticular partly built. Oh, Fabuland creatures. But yeah, so specifically the table, that's the kind of chaos that you leave after you've been mocking. And to be fair, me, probably too. So I think that's standard for just finished a mock on my way to a show. I'll deal with it later kind of thing. I feel like they don't have much floor space to start with. So you'll also see behind Helen how many drawers they have.
Yeah.
So they've got some good organisation going on, but Andy tells me that they are out of space in the drawers. And so you're just getting everything everywhere. I'm intrigued. Are you going to give him a score?
I'm thinking 3.
Okay.
Assumption that they can close the door. But if, like, they can't close the door, it's a 2.
I think they can barely walk around the table, and yet they get a 3, and I get a 4 for all this massive space and clear tables. The thing is that this room is working multiple jobs. So we've got our Lego room here as part storage and mock space and filming. And the city is completely separate. And I think if we were trying to do all of those things in the one room...
Yeah.
It would be busy.
Yes.
And hard.
Yeah.
But they're making it work.
Yeah.
They produce some good mocks. So you're saying three. Yeah. I'm saying, oh, I don't know. I don't like scoring them. Seems mean. I'm jealous of all the draws. Okay. I think I want draws.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm going. I think it's just a 5-minute tidy up job. Be fine.
Sure.
No, I think I'm going that. I mean, look, can you get past that table?
It's hard to tell from this.
Yeah.
But I don't see any loose parts on the floor, so you know.
Is that your issue? Just that's randomly.
One of the many issues. Like,
do you pick them up when you drop them?
Of course I do.
You talk a very perfect talk, but you don't walk a very perfect walk, just so you know.
Okay.
You don't pick stuff up.
I pick more stuff up than you do.
I don't think that's true. I pick up a lot. Okay, I'm giving them a 4.5, because I got 4.5, and that seems fair.
Okay.
They do sound to have a random mini doll just lying on top of a box there. Is that not a terrible thing?
That may be their entire collection of mini dolls. That's just where they live.
So, what do you think of these kind of storage boxes? The like the fishing tackle type ones?
I just worry that when you open it, like the lid's going to stick slightly and then it bangs up and then everything just goes everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm never keen on those.
Also, I don't like the fact that you then be stacking them
and
you can't see what's in them. And like how do you store the boxes?
Mm.
I think that would frustrate me.
Yeah.
I mean, how deep is that table for the city? I need to see more. That's what I've decided. But okay. I'm loving the Nexo shields. The city looks like I really need to see more. I mean, look. Oh, yeah, that's how... Well, there's a lot of storage under that table as well. And so you're okay with storage under tables?
Yeah.
So you just don't want pieces on the floor where you tread.
That's one of the things.
Okay, but your mock technique is put pieces on the floor and lie on the floor and build.
Yeah.
So why are you such a pain in the bum? How can you want both of those things? I want to put all the pieces on the floor, but I don't want pieces on the floor. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah. I find you frustrating.
Okay. Any other pictures to look at?
No, nope, that's it.
That's it.
That's our four pictures.
No.
The thing I would say is they've got these... the drawers behind. You see the ones... that you can't really see through into the drawer. So
is that just because of like reflections and
I don't think so. I think it's maybe a thicker plastic. I would be intrigued to ask Andy what the difference between those two sets of drawers is, because I really like being able to see in that. The ones we've got are the
thicker.
And it's you need to either label those or have some sort of system that you know, whereas those seem a lot more visual, and I'd like to have those instead, that they look better, so we'll have to investigate that. But yeah, it looks like a fun room. Like, there's colour everywhere and their parts are organised, they know where they're going. They just maybe have too much Lego, and that's okay too, because we all love Lego. Okay, do you think anyone else is gonna send in photos after that?
Don't know. I'm sure some people said they were going
to. Yeah, I think we've had a couple of people mention that they might.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing more photos. I think we went too harsh. I feel you're harsher to me. Do you not think?
I don't know.
Do we need clearer route to door?
I don't know.
Details. Is that what you're looking for? If you're sending pictures, show us the exact...
Proof route. That your door can shut.
Proof that your door can shut and a little bit more of a visual on the floor. But I think after mocking and going straight to a show, this is fine.
Yes.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are we going to talk about Dungeons and Dragons?
Let's find a dice. And if we roll a three, two, or a one, we don't. I don't know where to find a dice.
No, we don't have a dice.
Oh, it's disappointing. Okay.
So
we can, but I don't really care for it.
Cool. So I think the big thing that's bugging me,
the big hoo-ha,
is the fact that they've got flesh-toned minifigs. No.
I feel this is a topic for another week, but carry on.
Maybe. So this is something that, you know, Lego have always said, you know, they'll use flesh tones for real people because they're trying to make the minifig look as much like the person as they can, which is kind of something that they came up with after they'd accidentally worked out that minifigs look white. So, like, famously, Star Wars was all yellow faces and then Lando was played by a black minifig.
Played by a man.
Represented by
a in black the film, minifig. Along came the little minifig character.
Also, therefore, if the black one's black, then the yellow ones must be white.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Now, I can, with the Dungeons and Dragons, I can kind of see that some people might go, well, it's representing characters from Dungeons and Dragons, and they don't have yellow faces, but the policemen in city sets are representing policemen, and policemen don't have yellow faces. So I don't think that argument really holds up too well.
Policemen do have yellow faces.
Not in real life, they don't.
Oh, but in city?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. But the other thing is that, so we've talked a lot, when the D&D thing comes up, people talk about actually using D&D to play Lego.
Yeah.
Using Lego to play D&D. Yes. Whatever. And so, in that case, the minifig doesn't represent someone from a game. It represents your character in the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, when they're playing D&D, base the character in the game on themselves.
Well, yeah, because...
So suddenly, if you're going, well, we're going to have flesh tones for all of these minifigs, then you need to have...
options.
Every character available in every flesh tone.
Which they're not going to have.
No. Which, and you can swap heads around and stuff, but according to Lego, you don't swap hands around.
You can't swap hands?
So from Lego's point of view, a torso includes hands and that's a single piece.
It's not.
Well, obviously, you can take the arms off and you can take the hands off. But from their point of view, that's a single piece.
Right.
So they don't want you taking hands off. If you do it too much, then the wrists become loose.
No one wants a loose wrist.
No, you don't. And so at that point, the arms can fall out or you can't hold stuff properly because they'll turn around. So that's why Lego don't allow you to do it.
Okay.
So yes, you could have lots of different coloured heads, but if you need to have each of the different classes...
Just make them all wear gloves. Torso specific, they all wear gloves.
That is one way to get around it. But yeah, so I just think it's a bit dodgy that Lego have done it. And I think maybe they just need to say, well, we'll get rid of the yellow minifigs, replace them all with flesh tones and have proper packs where you can get all the different colours and a lot more variety.
You can't get rid of the yellow minifigs.
Well, then they should use them properly.
Yeah.
The D&D set should have them in.
Wasn't there another case of this with the Charles Dickens set?
So yes. So that was the first case where it was a fictional character who, if you read the story, does not have any mention of their race.
Yeah.
And yet they chose to portray them as white.
Hmm.
Which was most likely true because Dickens was famously racist. So
fair enough.
Would have highly unlikely for him to have a non-white person as like the hero of the story.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this is the first case where they've gone, well, we're not even representing a specific character, we're just representing characters in general.
So you're disappointed in Lego?
I am disappointed in them.
What are you going to do about it?
Not a lot.
Just complain about it in the last 5 minutes of our podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we can ask for opinions on other... If anyone else shares your frustration... So that's specifically your issue with the thing, not the fact that it doesn't look like what it was meant to look like.
It's never going
to
look like the thing it was
meant
to. Well,
no, because that's what happens.
It wouldn't have been buildable by the vast majority of people who will buy the set.
Do you prefer the old dragon, like the original dragon or the current dragon?
I'd have to look at them side by side, but I think the original.
Yeah, I think I like the way that it's sort of round the building.
Yeah.
But I know, I think I prefer the green colour to the red. Red's a bit in your face. Mm. But I'm not sure whether I want the set or not. I think I'm going to need to go and see it in person.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the box art is enough for me to know if I want it or not.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the point of living near a Lego store. You can actually go and visit these things. Okay, so let us know in the comments below which of the five Bricklink designer programs is your favourite.
Yep.
What score you would give Andy and Helen's Lego cabin. That's Polar Bricks. I will link them in the description if you want to go check out more of their stuff. And well done to them for being brave. If you want to send us in your own picture, that's to thebrickbods@gmail.com. And if you agree with Ian that Lego have done the wrong thing on the D&D set, let him know, but don't agree with it. if you want to listen to previous episodes, I'll link those up at the end. We'll be back next week for more podcasty goodness. Is that what you normally say?
I said normally for another exciting
episode. Oh, 1990? That was a weird way to end.
That was.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
1990.